Oh, hey, I was just taking a little nap here, getting a little rest. They call that inaction. Welcome to day 3 of our serving challenge here at Ascension. During this Lenten season, we're using Pastor Zach's serving challenge, a 40-day challenge. And today is day 3. We've been introducing the aspects, the 5 aspects that are highlighted for us as part of the challenge. And on day 3, we're looking at the 3rd aspect that we'll spend a little more time or look at more in focus or in depth, I should say, in days 20 to 26. Our first aspect was ambition. And we looked at that on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. And yesterday we looked at availability, being available to God to use as God would want to use us. And today, as I said, it's about action. One of the verses Pastor Zach highlights in his reflection today or draws to our attention is Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus was a person of action, and especially in Mark's gospel, we see that, but in all the gospels, we see Jesus out and about among the people, healing and teaching and providing for folks. And we know that Jesus came as a servant. We read elsewhere in Mark's gospel that Jesus came not for those who are well. A physician doesn't come for the well, but for the sick, in order that for the unrighteous to make them righteous. And my friends, we are those unrighteous and who have been made righteous through Jesus. We have been made well, those who believe through Jesus Christ. And what's our response to that? Our response is or should be action. And so Pastor Zach today talks about in the reflection about regret, and that our deepest regrets are almost always our regrets of inaction, when we didn't do what we thought or knew that we should do. Actually, even one of the confessions that we pray are the things we've said or the things we've left unsaid, the things we've done or the things we have left undone. I know that last year about this time while my dad was on hospice, one of my goals was no regrets. Was to not regret the fact that I didn't go see him or that I didn't tell him that I love him and spend time. And you know, when he passed, I didn't have regrets. I felt like I had done all that I could do to let him know that he was loved and cared for. And I suppose one could say even served him in that way, somebody who had served me for much of my life, certainly in my upbringing. So no regrets. And we look at Jesus as one who lived in service was a person of action. So what does that mean for us? Not putting things off until tomorrow, not being inactive, but figuring out how we too can be active, can take action on those nudges that we get, that call that we should make. I could sit here right now and tell you 3 people I know I should be calling or who I should go visit, or I should write a note to this person, or I need to do this for my mom, I need to do this for my wife. Be people of action. So that is the challenge. The more Jesus served, the more uncomfortable things became for him, Pastor Zach says, and I think that can be the case for us. This call to action, this call to serve can put us in some uncomfortable situations occasionally, interacting with folks we might not have interacted with otherwise, or doing and saying things that may not be comfortable for us, but are the right things for us to do to demonstrate our love and care for others. Action. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Saturday, for day 4 of the giving challenge. And just by way of reminder, Sunday we will not have a daily video, but we do have worship here and we'll resume our videos on Monday. But I will see you tomorrow on Saturday. So I look forward to that. Have a great day.